The Gospel of the Lord. Part of what I'm going to say, I've said this in the past in some other homilies, but in our first reading, we have Pharaoh and losing his slaves and then going after him, and we all know the story very well. And a lot of people misinterpret the fact that they think the Egyptians and the Israelites are fighting themselves, and they're not. The Israelites are just trying to escape from them. They're not putting up any fight at all, and they don't, even in the very end. It's God and Pharaoh that are having this discrepancy, and for good reasons, because Pharaoh, one, thinks he's a god, and he has lots of gods. Now, Pharaoh knows the Israelites have a god. It's just that he thinks his gods are more powerful, and that he himself is more powerful than the Israelite gods, and can decide on that, anything that he wants, and overpower this trivial little god that the Israelites have. And God says, let there be no false gods before me. And he's about to straighten this out. So it's actually God is picking a fight with Pharaoh directly. And he's about to teach the Israelites. And because his army thinks that Pharaoh is a god, and his army also believes in the same false gods that Pharaoh does, he says Pharaoh and his army are going to go into the sea. And it's almost like a predetermined fact. This is exactly what he's going to do. He is now calling them home for judgment. And so what does he do? He hardens their heart. There's not going to be any change in their mind. You're about to pay your price for everything that you've done. And so forth. That happens. Now, partially because of their own attitudes, this happened to the Egyptians, and partially because God did it to them. It's kind of a mixture of both. Now we come to the gospel, and we see the Pharisees ask Jesus for another sign. Now let's go back to Pharaoh for a second. How many signs did he see? One after another, and very strong and very evident signs did he see, and that wasn't enough to switch him over to thinking that the Israelite God was the God, okay? He's seen lots of signs, and he was prepared to see more. He wasn't going to give it up. The Pharisees are doing exactly the same thing. They're asking for another sign. Let's see it again. Let's see some more magic. Let's show us these tricks, whatever it is. They're not believing in God as the power. They just want to see more of these signs. And they're not changing their heart, and they're not changing the way they live. But it's to their own peril in this situation, because they're making this mental decision. That's one difference between them and the Egyptians, is that they are doing it to themselves. They're refusing. They're being reluctant to grasp all this evidence that's coming in front of them, and they're not receiving it in the way they should. And yes, it will end up being to their own demise. Jesus has even given them warnings that about the queen of the south, how she wasn't Israelite, and she came and she seen what Solomon was doing, and she was impressed, and that affected that country. He's telling them that the Canaanites are going to be subjected to this information, and they're going to receive it. But they themselves won't. And I couldn't help but think today, when we have the existence of the world and all our sciences and the universe that we understand a lot more than they did back then, and all the different things that we've mastered as human beings, and we somehow, a lot of us, have trouble getting our minds around the fact that God is the creator of all this. So many people think that they're the ones, they're the God that figured this out. They're the one that's important here. There's this God thing that the Catholics have that's, you know, he's indiscriminate. I'm the smart guy. And I've ran into many guys that just, especially in the oil field and stuff like that, when I was out there in the workforce, and they just could not comprehend the fact that God was creating the things that they were using. God was creating the images in their mind to invent something. God was creating everything for them, and they thought, no, it's me. He had nothing to do with it. Nothing has changed in probably 4,000 years, maybe 5,000 years of how people perceive God and whether they accept him or not, and it's still going on today. And what we have to do is stay strong as Catholics. We have to stay strong in our faith regardless of everything that is coming around us, all the pornography, all the bad movies, all the crazy stuff that's going on in this world. We have to maintain our strength as Christians and as Catholics and say, no, we are going to stand firm. God will deal with the battles for us. All we have to do is have total faith and believe. And if we die in the meantime, well, the gates of heaven are open for us. We still celebrate. We don't lose. We have to stay strong in that element of our life because history has shown us that it's not going away. We have to realize that God is our way and our end time permanently. Jesus reminded his listeners that God was to be seen in the ordinary things of every day, and so we pray for the church that it may spread the gospel by doing ordinary things extraordinarily well.